From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 8th. Just ahead, a proposed change to the Illinois Constitution is proving to be a divisive issue this election year. We'll learn more about the proposed graduated income tax in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Speaking of the graduated income tax, Governor J.B. Pritzker is warning of painful budget cuts if the graduated income tax plan fails at the polls next month. As Hannah Meisel reports, the warning comes as proponents of the so-called fair tax are in damage control mode.
Changing Illinois' constitution to allow the state to tax wealthy Illinoisans at a higher rate was Pritzker's signature campaign promise. But as November 3rd draws nearer, the governor is trying to make his closing argument louder than a misinformation campaign launched this week, claiming the tax change will automatically mean taxing retirement income. The governor does not support taxing Social Security or pension payments and accused opponents of his tax plan of wanting to cut essential budget items.
Things that they would cause would be a massive reduction, for example, in public safety funding. I don't know who thinks that's a good idea right now.
Republicans, who largely oppose the tax plan, are attempting to use voter distrust of Springfield politicians in their favor, especially as federal investigations loom large. I'm Hannah Meisel.
In August, a tornado ripped through the Walnut Grove Vocational Farm in Kirkland in northern Illinois. It took down trees, destroyed crops, and demolished one of its greenhouses. DeKalb County Community Gardens spokesperson Jackie Dina Talley says, thanks to the community's quick response and generosity, the farm has been able to maintain its programs to train people with developmental disabilities and to deliver fresh produce to food insecure people.
They believe in what we are doing in trying to end hunger in our community. That's the crux of what we do.
Dina Talley says a new greenhouse should be arriving within 3 weeks. Supporters hope to get it installed before the ground freezes. Illinois residents who use Facebook could be eligible for up to $400 from a class action settlement. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman has more.
Facebook agreed to pay $650 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the company violated Illinois' biometric privacy law with its facial recognition software. The lawsuit alleges Facebook collected data about people's faces without their consent, and that's a violation of an Illinois statute, says attorney Jay Edelson.
And chances are, if someone is scanning your face, they're collecting it and they're going to take your biometrics and it's going to go in a database. And a lot of times we're seeing it's being disclosed to other third parties or being stored indefinitely.
Edelson made his comments on the 21st show. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Claims must be submitted by November 23rd. Find a link at 21stshow.org. Over the past week, Champaign County has reported five additional deaths from COVID-19, including a male in his 30s and four females in their 80s and 90s. In addition, 32 new COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday. 332 cases are currently active in the county. That's the lowest number of active cases since September 24th. Vermilion County reported 34 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases there stands at 221. Coles County reported one additional death and 19 newly confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Five of the 131 active cases are hospitalized. Macon County reported 51 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, with more than 700 cases currently active. Still to come, we'll learn more about a constitutional amendment on the ballot this November that would change the state of Illinois' income tax structure from a flat tax to a graduated one. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on The 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A proposed change to the Illinois Constitution is proving to be a very divisive election issue this year. Jerry Nowicki is bureau chief of Capital News Illinois, based in Springfield. He spoke with Jenna Dooley about the ballot question and the legal opposition.
Let's start with the proposed amendment itself. Voters are seeing political ads and yard signs on both sides of the graduated tax proposal. You may also hear it called the fair tax by supporters, or the progressive tax by opponents. Before we get into the fight over its future, Jerry, can you lay out how it would change the Illinois Constitution?
The Constitution right now requires that the income tax or any taxes on income be levied at a flat rate, meaning your first dollar is taxed at the same rate as your 1 millionth dollar. And currently that rate is 4.95%. So what this would do would allow lawmakers to apply a different rate depending on the level of income. Another law that was passed by lawmakers that is scheduled to take effect only if this passes would set those income tax rates. And it would be basically different rates on different levels of income. And the way it is set up is if you make $250,000 or less, you'd see basically the same or a lower income tax rate, where if you make more than that amount, you'll see higher rates.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is very much behind this push. Why is he wanting this to get approval from voters?
It would bring in $3.4 billion in added state revenue. Illinois has basically been operating at a structural deficit. The governor says, you know, it'll help with creditors. And Moody's, all those types of organizations, we've gotten pretty close to junk status as a state, meaning the bonds are not investment grade and there'd be higher rates.
Voters received a pamphlet in the mail providing information on the proposed amendment change that they'll see on the ballot. A think tank once tied to former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner, a Republican, is behind a lawsuit calling the ballot question and that pamphlet misleading. What are the claims in the lawsuit?
The wording they're having an issue with is it allows lawmakers to tax higher levels of income at higher rates and lower levels of income at lower rates. When they say higher isn't necessarily true, it's different levels, allowing the taxation of different levels at different levels of income. It doesn't necessarily mean that higher has to be higher, although, of course, that's the politically easiest and most likely path to be taken. It's not necessarily true in the law.
We're now less than a month before the election. What is the next step for this lawsuit?
What the Illinois Policy Institute would like is a corrective mailer to say, you know, different levels of income. They also want it to be known that the General Assembly would still have authority over tax rates in the future. And they filed an emergency motion, hoping to get the judge to do that as soon as possible. I reached out to the Attorney General's office as to what their response would be, and I'm still awaiting to hear on that.
But there's a lot of opposition and a lot of money going into the effort to convince voters that it's not the right step. Where's that money coming from?
The state's wealthiest person is basically the one bankrolling the anti-tax effort, whereas the governor is basically the one bankrolling the pro-tax effort. So Ken Griffin is the person, and he has billions of income, even dwarfing Pritzker's income, and he's given about $50 million, a little bit less than that, to the anti-tax cause.
That's Jerry Nowicki, Bureau Chief with Capital News Illinois, a nonprofit, nonpartisan news service covering state government. He spoke with Jenna Dooley. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Connie Kuntz, Christine Herman, and Jenna Dooley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.